you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, you'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now back to this amazing content. So welcome to the show, Erica Rose Siegel.
Oh my God, we're going now?
And let's just go now. I mean, you know, that's how we roll around here. We're very casual. So Erica, please tell our world who you are. Of course, you and I met on Clubhouse, and the second I heard your story, I said, I have to have you on my show because you're doing big things. And I would love for you to tell my audience who you are and what you're doing, because crazy shit in real estate is frankly about whatever Lee Brown wants to talk about, because it's my show.
Oh my gosh. Well, and so I want to say thank you for having me on this show and for allowing me to not sell a story, but tell
You're
a story.
Selling a story. Just go on and sell it, girl. It's your story.
And tell a story about some crazy, crazy shit that's happened in real estate. I'm going to pull out an oil.
I think we're going to say tell it and sell it. I think this might be the new way to do stories, girl, because people tell all the time, but they don't always put the oomph behind it. And you do put your oomph behind it because you lay your heart out there on the table for the world to look at. And that's definitely what selling is. And so we're going to tell it and sell it. I think we just changed the whole story arc of the world.
I am excited. I hope you're taking notes because I don't have paperwork to write, but I think the tell it and sell it is definitely something that people need to have. And I want to say that I love you because I know that oftentimes people tell a story and then it's how do we monetize it? And not because money is the most important thing in the world, but because without money, you can't make the impact that you want to make.
Yeah, but you know what money is?
What, money is energy? Oh, tell me, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Money is an exchange of value. That's all it is. And if we would remember that, you would remember that it's not money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. But money itself is just an exchange item of value. And so you put value out there. And when you receive money for what you've put out there, you're receiving value back. So let's just make sure we redefine that, because money's not a bad thing.
Money is not a bad thing. And I want to actually dig into what you said about money being an exchange of value. And I think that's where we can really just start the story. Because I thought, oh, excellent. We're now getting confirmations. Hold on. Let me just shut off my settings because this is real. This is raw. And yesterday,
it's like every time I hear that ding, I think about the old time turkeys where the little alert pops up off the turkey to tell you it was ready on the old butter balls. So that just tells me turkey's ready.
Turkey's ready. Outstanding. And turkey's ready. And confirmations are coming in for appointments. That's also happening. And I just shut up the notifications so I could be here with you in this moment, because my story is an exchange of exponential value and exponential impact that I want to make in the world. And a few years back, I had an experience that for most might not have them sitting here at this moment anymore. And the experience was falling in love. And for most people, that might seem cool, falling in love, live, laugh, love. And this is probably in reverse. I'm not sure. And that's okay.
It's right on my screen. So whatever Zoom is doing, it's right. And if you're an Audible listener, she just held up a cute thing that says live, laugh, love. So you didn't really miss anything yet.
Okay, got it. And you definitely didn't miss the hair that's standing up. You definitely didn't miss that or me spitting on it earlier because it's doing a thing. You didn't miss that, I promise. So, but going back.
You should totally go over to the video channels and watch this show. I'm just saying, because Erica's super cute and watching her fuss over her hair is very endearing.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Excellent. So now going back to the story, now that I don't have to think about my hair.
Back to falling in love.
I fell in love. And it was in 2017. And there were three kids. And there was a guy that I thought was my Prince Charming. And, you know, after a long enough time, I one day had enough. I didn't know that you could have enough of Prince Charming. Like, who would have enough of Prince Charming? Cook, clean, food shop, did the laundry. Everything you could have possibly asked for. Drove me to real estate appointments, actually. Did all these things, surprise dates, managed my schedule. But I really, one day I was like, I realized I was fighting a lot. And I had to say, get the fuck out. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse my life. I did. There's cursing. Cursing.
So it's called crazy shit in real estate. And so you're totally allowed. But GDs, I can't handle. And see you next Tuesday, I think is like the ugliest word ever created. But I mean, the F word is like the most versatile word that's ever existed. So you have full permission, my friend.
Okay, great. Because, and I know that's the name of your show. And I just...
I love my little E in the little box that I got from Apple because it makes me feel really hip that I have the little black explicit E box.
I love it. And yesterday I was so struggling on Zoom because I had so many calls that I got stuck on the Zoom call and I didn't know how to get out. I'm a realtor stuck. So literally was like on a recorded, I couldn't figure out how to get out. And I just said, I'm going to smile my way through this and I have somebody else take over because I know I can't get out. So I hope that the person running the training is going to figure out how to do that because I'm stuck here and I'm going to smile. And when we finally got me back to I could control my screen, I hid my screen, I muted myself, and I cried for a minute because I was so embarrassed that I was sitting there like, oh my God, are you kidding me?
You felt better after you did, didn't you? That was that moment of, all right, release, release. All right.
Release, release. So yeah, something I released a few years ago was some crazy shit. And what I released was on July 18th, 2017, I released a piece of shit, okay? And he was a real piece of shit who treated me like shit. And now that we're, you know, dropping some S-bombs, please don't bring your children to this show or cover their ears. And they probably will hear only four sentences in the next 17 minutes or so. I'm just kidding.
NSFW on this episode, no big deal.
Okay, got it. Perfect. So I don't know what that means, but that's a different
thing for work.
Okay, got it. I don't do this very often where I drop F-bombs on Zoom calls. So my cat went to bed, by the way, if you're looking for her. Fiona, we're live. We'll see you soon. So going back to 2017, I got rid of the piece of shit. And then I thought the nightmare was over because you're abusive. I told you to leave. I own my home. You're out. I guess we're done, right? Wrong. I discovered $75,000 worth of credit card debt. There was stolen family jewelry, maxed out my credit cards, wiped out my bank account, three kids calling me stepmommy. I was paying their child support, car payments, car insurance, health insurance. Had no idea why, because love is blind. And I was having someone who was dancing with me in the street, treating me like a princess, buying me random things that it turns out I paid for. And I was taking care of clients and made more money in that quarter than I've made in that specific quarter of us being together. Cause it's only 5 months. Love is blind, folks. When you're in your, I think it was 38. So here I am so excited to be falling in love, but blind to the fact that the person in front of me is an abuser. And when I did not recognize that the emotional abuse, I didn't see the financial abuse cause I didn't look. And I didn't see taking a shower had no boundaries, like would try to talk to me because I thought that was love. And later on discovering I deserve a shower without a conversation. And you all do, like in real estate, how often do we take the phone into the shower, right? Like I had someone hire me because I took the phone into the shower to have a conversation. She said to her husband, that's my realtor. Like that's my realtor. She literally cares about us so much, wants to make sure I know.
That's weird. No, that is not your client. That's weird.
No, she was acknowledging the fact. She was acknowledging the fact that I work so hard, right? And so she really recognized that, like, I was trying to save a deal.
I mean, I get the bigger picture, but that's still weird. That's still weird.
That is weird. Yeah. Okay. We'll put it as a weird, but going back to that crazy shit, I thought the nightmare was just, it was over, but it was just getting started. We had creditors, we had car payments, and then there was health concerns. Myself, my company decided to switch franchises, and I was not even in a position to like make a choice because I was, so when you are in a stressful situation, it's like a deer in headlights. You literally cannot find your way out. I was stuck on Zoom yesterday. Hello. Like, I'm like learning overuse of technology with one company for 13 years, switched to another, Keller Williams. And I was with Exit, amazing, both amazing companies, but I'm standing there learning. And I'm like, I'm learning so much. And now I'm a deer. I was a realtor. Now I'm a deer. Realtor deer. So I literally bring this to you today because I thought that I had a Prince Charming. And some of you might think that, and especially in your relationships, when you're buying or selling, if you're a realtor or you're a buyer or seller, you might not realize the person in front of you could be in a domestic violence relationship and you have no idea. One out of every four women and one out of every nine men have been impacted by domestic violence. And this is in the States, pre-pandemic statistics.
Yeah, who knows what it is right now? It's got to be through the roof.
You know, that's only reported. Mine didn't count. I went to the police. They didn't believe me, so it didn't count. I never, ever got it. Because I was not in a grounded emotional state, so they thought I was psychotic and asked me to leave.
That's some straight up bullshit right there.
Yep. And 40 detectives walked through my door and never... I mean, he was such a good manipulator that I was in such stress panic. And I say this not in a proud moment. I say that now because then I couldn't even remember from all the stress, knowing the police didn't believe me, knowing that my family wanted to isolate me. When you're toxic, people want, and they didn't do it on purpose. People just wanted to be away from toxicity, right? Like, I was hard to be around.
They didn't know.
Right. And the aftermath, it got worse because I was like, it was no physical, it was emotional. So I was dealing with just the aftermath of having to navigate the process. And I was a wreck. And I emotionally abused myself for a while. I allowed other people to do that. I didn't create safe boundaries because I was just always trying to, let's go. Come on, I got to make money. No, I got to make a difference.
What caused that pivot on that spot? What was the... was there a moment that was seminal that caused that to happen? Do you remember something?
I do. And my dad doesn't know this. And I'm going to share it now because I want him to know I'm okay. And one day when he sees this, he'll be like, well, I was driving, leaving a wedding. My hair looked better than it did now. And there's some fire.
It looked like amazing times 10 then, obviously.
Amazing times 10. And I was driving and it was maybe 2+ years after we had broken up, but there was just like a lot of stuff. My health, family's health, finances, dealing with $30,000 owed to the IRS 2.5 years later. And it just, showing homes and the phone ringing and it's being creditors. And I'm just like, F you in the front of the seller or the buyer. And it's so funny now. Like, I went from crying to like, you know, it's hysterical now to imagine a realtor and you're going to see a home and I'm like, fuck yourself. Which property did you want? Hold on. We're going on 213th, right?
Now, I will say the client that picks you because of that, that might be your spirit animal as opposed to the one in the shower. So it's two different clientele. I'm just going to say I do like people that appreciate our genuine language when it pops out, just for the record.
Yes. Amazing. Well, and I was cursing everyone out and jealous of everyone because I felt like I had nothing and I had no value in myself and who I was. And there's a lot of people right now with job loss, being underemployed, unemployed, homeschooling, home teaching, home everything. And they have no value for their personal time or their personal space. And I sometimes go back there because I'm so committed to wanting to save the world. And because I, on October 19th, I was driving and I made a wrong turn and I almost drove my car off the side of the road. And I was a conscious thought to make drive my side. Once I realized I was in the wrong place and that it was possible for me to do that, I was thinking about it. And it was my dad's birthday. And I was leaving a wedding and I did a gratitude post right before I did this action. So I looked stunning on Facebook. Again, better than this little thing with going on here. Cute black dress, danced the night away at a wedding. The people whose wedding I went to don't even know that. All the guests don't know this. I never said it to them. And I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. I just knew that I needed to say something. And I didn't know this was going to come out. And folks, I'm fine. But I left the wedding doing a gratitude post in the car. It comes up on Facebook on October 19th. I think it was 2 years ago. And yet, in 2019, and yet moments later, I thought about taking my own life. So much so that I literally was like, it would be easy. I'll just drive. There's no boundaries. I can just fall off the side of the road. Nobody would see me. It's okay. And I, thankfully, it was 11:30 at night. I was leaving a wedding and I was lost. I made a wrong turn. I ended up in a golf course. Like, it was just not well lit. And the universe brought me there for a reason as a realtor, because how often do we make a wrong turn or make a mistake as a realtor? And I made a phone call and asked for help. Thank God the first person didn't answer because he was drunk and he was a friend. And part of what had that happening, me having that feeling, is because people around me didn't understand what you need after. And there's different stages of the abuse and getting through. And so if people were just like, stop doing those stupid Facebook videos. Nobody gives a shit about your fucking gratitude. That's what I had people telling me. Or this is bullshit. Like, go fucking sell real estate. Nobody gives a fuck. And I'm like, some of my closest friends were saying that. And I just said, I can't do this. I don't want, if my closest friends feel this way and I'm fighting with my family at times and I'm, why bother? It's easier to be dead. So thank God the first guy didn't answer, but the second girl did. The second girl is my client. 11:30 at night, I called her crying hysterically and said, I can't figure out how to get home. I told her exactly what was happening. And I called her because I was told she was in a domestic violence relationship. And I was asked if I could help her get out. And I said, what am I going to do? I don't know how. This is like 2 months prior. And I said, I mean, he didn't hit her, but toxic. Maybe that's an over-exaggerated word, but fighting publicly, privately. I did the same with my ex running down the street. Nobody stopped us. Jumped out of cars at traffic lights. I mean, screaming so loud in here, him yelling at kids, him breaking things, us fighting in Penn Station, not one person, police called asking if I'm okay. And nobody really said, you're safe. Just say whatever you need to say in your heart. And I'm here until, or I'll come back later. I'm not able to take that information now. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I can't take your upset, but I'll take it later. In that moment, I called a client. She took whatever she needed to get me home. She said, and I want you to try to guess what had her get me home. What do you think wheeled me into not turning my car off the side of the road?
I was just thinking, I can't think of what it might be.
You have kids?
I do.
Yeah, I don't have them, but I had someone you met at the beginning of the show, which isn't here right now.
Cats are not just cats. They are in charge of our world, frankly.
Yeah. And she's sleeping because she's at peace. She wasn't at peace at the beginning of the show. And that's why she was running through. And she said, what would Fiona do if you didn't make it home tonight? What would Fiona do if you didn't get home tonight? And she kept asking me, Fiona needs to see you. Fiona loves you. No, she didn't know where I was. I didn't know where I was. I was on a golf course. I couldn't even remember the name of the golf course. I just was like, I'm on a golf course. Like, of course I'm on a golf course. I'm going to go off the side of the road. I'm on a golf course. There's water. And she got me home. And then she checked on me. No judgment. And again, client. So we're talking about like someone whose home, I sold her a home. And I'm a realtor. I had to put myself in such vulnerable state. And Jill, I love you. I so love you. And I did that. And then she ended up opening up to me about what was happening. and opened up some more and opened up some more. And I went to Tony Robbins. I went to another Tony Robbins event while I was there getting my breakthroughs for Tony, with Tony. And my intervention, spoke in front of 5,000 people twice. My dad asked me, what was I talking about? I never told him. I said, oh, real estate. I didn't want him to know because my dad was dealing with
his own stuff.
Yeah, his own stuff, health dynamics, right? And he's fighting like a freaking warrior. And we don't often talk publicly about my dad's cancer fight.
My dad is.
Yeah, my dad's a warrior. And here we are. I was there at that event and talking her through what I was learning, that life is happening for me. And how come, and we basically from that conversation, it started the conversation. I wasn't the only person. I'm not going to take all the credit, but calling her every day, making sure she knew I was okay. Cause I went there so upset. I also got help. I got therapy. I didn't take drugs. There's nothing wrong if you do, but I went and I actually went to make sure that I never had this experience again. And twice in 2 days, Tony Robbins organization picked me to share in front of 5,000 people, which never happens twice. And then she left about a month before the pandemic started. I'm sorry, he left. So they broke up a month before the pandemic started.
Thank
God. I know. Thank God. But think about crazy shit that day, or just like blessed, what a blessing that I thought to call her that day. Because if I didn't, she wouldn't have started the vulnerable. I was so real. I was so raw. I was so authentic that it gave her the safe space to be, just be.
Well, and it's the unseen side of real estate, right? That people don't see until the other side. They engage us as their realtor looking at, we need to unlock doors, need to get a house, start going through the process. We get really intimate with our clients because we are their safe space in the real estate transaction, and they are frustrated and they scream and they cry and things aren't going right. And there's very little that anybody can control. And so you get pretty tight with people when you get to the other side. Of course, the occasional asshole, we just have to run off. But a lot of people like this client of yours, we know more than anybody else knows about their lives. And they know a lot about us by being so hand in hand through the process. So you get through to the other side. And this is why, as realtors, we wind up with these clients that have turned into really close friends, not just friends, but they know us better than people that have known us for years, because it's heavy, deep stuff and it's constant communication. And you actually went into that deeper relationship place where there's actual trust, not just trust in the real estate deal, but trust in her humanity.
Yep.
That she was going to be the human you needed at that time. And it's not just you had the instinct to call her. I mean, I totally look at these things as God moments, where God knew who you needed to call right then. And that's where you got that idea. And she knew that you needed her. And so she leaned in. And how many times in life do we move so quickly that we don't slow down enough to be the human that's needed at that time? You didn't even know that she needed you too, because all of this stuff, it's two-way. And
yeah,
we just don't always have the ability to see it. But real estate is such a gift, because if you were a bank teller, you wouldn't have had her to call. And who knows where you'd be?
Yeah. And I do think that real estate is such a gift. And that new question, that when I was at Tony Robbins, one of the gifts I was given, and there were many, was I was asking myself, why does this shit keep happening to me? What the fuck is wrong with me? So of course, God was delivering everything under the sun to turn up a shit and fuck, right? Everything under the sun. So I was dropping F-bombs and not even present and frustrated. And then I created a new question. How can I celebrate and appreciate even more of the guidance and magic the universe has to offer me right now? And universe, God, whatever higher power you believe in. Now, does that always... It's kind of like you have to remind yourself of that question. You know, you could know that going to exercise is going to help you, but then when you're stressed out, you're going to go to peanut butter, and you're not peanut butter deficient. I can assure you, trust me, I've eaten a couple jars. you're not peanut butter deficient.
I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. I think it's totally possible.
I love it. But that's
chocolate deficient too. Let's just say dark chocolate and peanut butter. You can be deficient in those things. So
I'm okie dokie.
I guarantee there's a scientific study. I'll find it. I'll write it.
I love it. But you're right. It was a higher power, and the humor, we're laughing these different energies. This wasn't something it's Fun Friday, by the way. And I wasn't always able to see. Actually, I wasn't even able to see and get on a Zoom call. There was a point where I lost my name, my age, my birthday, where I lived. I lost my entire memory based on what happened. So when I was like, what do? I went to a closing. My client didn't recognize. I didn't recognize my client. And he said, get the fuck out. Because I lost my memory of the stress. So folks, I want you to know this is like a real thing, that when people are under stress, they could lose their memory, their mind, their cognitive ability. And I am here in service of all of you to create actually what's called a merger of an ecosystem merger, which I'm not even sure if Lee knows precisely. Hold on. What do you prefer?
It's Lee. You've had it right all along, but I would still answer to Lay because I don't care what you call me. Just call me.
Okay. I had it right the whole time, but you know what? All of a sudden I just went into my head, and when we're on a show, or sometimes when I really am committed to adding tremendous value, you draw a blank.
Honey, that's when you say, get behind me, Satan, and just kick him off your shoulder, because that is just Satan messing with your head.
Okay.
Please, hold on. That hair. Get behind me, Satan. Mm-mm.
Okay. Get behind me and do me a favor. Help me with these flyaways, please. Because they're a little cray-cray.
Fix my hair. Make it look good in the back.
Yeah. And when we're doing something amazing like this, because this is a gift, and there's some crazy shit that happens in real estate, we are building a relationship, and we are actually bringing our worlds together in this conversation. And this is a fun shared experience, right? Like, wouldn't you agree? Are you having fun?
It is. And what's fun is we don't know who's listening, who's watching, that needs to hear your very impactful, dark, serious moment, and to know that there is a possibility that later on you take a step back and you see all of the crap that went down, and you see all of the losses and all of the weirdness, and you still learn how to find the levity in it, because every situation in life, you learn through it. Somebody out there needs this, which is why we do these shows. And it's why you have learned how to be super vulnerable, because you know that brings other people into that space where they can grow through it too. Because no matter who you are listening, there's laughter on the other side, somewhere, somehow, someday. We don't know when, we don't know how, but somewhere you'll learn how to let it bubble back up. It takes a minute. What Erica's here for.
Yes, I'm here to actually bring joy, and I'm here to bring some laughter. And sometimes there's still, when I've now taken on a village, right? It takes a village to do what I've committed to do. And because of what happened with me, for me, I realized the impact I could have through merging ecosystems, through having powerful conversations, by bringing worlds together in harmony, by creating fun shared experiences. During the pandemic, I did suicide interventions on Zoom. I help people get off drugs and alcohol. I help people with depression. I did something on my lawn called Lawn of Love. We had parties. We had celebrations with just people coming out and just bringing their food. Where they lived. I did walks. We did fun parties on Zoom. We had New Year's Eve on Zoom with the Unblinded Movement. Sean Callagy is legally blind. He's one of my coaches. And folks, we are all blind learning to see. I tell you, we all have blind spots. And being here in this moment and knowing that it's okay to fail. It's okay to get knocked down, but it's not okay to stay there. And it's definitely not okay to put people down when they are in that situation. And sometimes when you're feeling like pressure, you might do it, right? Like you might do it to someone. And then it's looking back and saying, wait a minute, I didn't even realize I was doing that the other day. And how can I actually, even if I'm committed to helping sell a minimum of 1 million homes in my lifetime to eradicate domestic violence, which is a huge undertaking for like one human who's single and has no...
Well, why not make something big? I mean, shit, that's why they call it the BHAG, that big, hairy, audacious goal. I mean, what are you going to do? Sell? I'm gonna sell one house, but then you do that tomorrow, then what you going to do? I'm with you, honey. Set a big, giant goal.
And we're going to do this together because you're meeting some people and you're involved in a lot of leadership roles and a lot of senior roles in real estate, and you have such great energy and you are coaching and you are have these amazing communities. And so when I say I'm selling a minimum of 1 million homes, I don't mean Erica Rose Siegel. I mean that you, Lee, are going to work with me. I actually didn't ask your permission. I'd like to ask for your permission.
You're asking forgiveness instead of permission, because that's kind of my jam.
Amazing. So forgive me for bringing you into, and again, love you, for bringing you into my world and allowing me to step into your world of the people you know and care about, because that is what I want to make sure of, is that this does happen in my lifetime. We do get a minimum of 1 million homes sold, because your friend, your family member, your neighbor needs to hear from us. And it's not about making a dollar. It's about making a difference. And yes, even today at 3 o'clock, sorry. We're doing, and it's every other Friday now, we're actually making such a big impact on real estate, because we're bringing leaders, you're going to be on the show in a few weeks, together to merge ecosystems, to create a difference, have a fun shared experience, learn about each other, grow, add value, and get those homes sold. Because what else are you going to do, right? Like, I mean, you could also be the contract. What'd you say?
May as well.
Might as well, right? And you might not know that I also do, because this is some crazy shit that I knew nothing. And I knew nothing about really nothing about technology until this pandemic. Like,
my... You got trapped in Zoom.
I got trapped in Zoom, right? I do a show on Sundays called Celebrate Your Success. And we created that. I have a co-host. Her name is Jasmine. And she even wrote, because she knows I get nervous on Zoom when I'm sharing about the show. So she wrote, I'm reading it. I said, Jasmine, I'm so nervous.
Jasmine.
She's so good. She's a shopping consultant. I am obviously not a hairdresser. She's a shopping consultant and I am a realtor. Obviously, that's why we're here. So we have had, I don't know, 25 different shows already that have aired live. They go live to Facebook on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock, called Celebrate Your Success Sundays. And we interview cool people who add value. Hold on, let me tell you what you reminded me to say. Celebrate Your Success is a show where anyone from all walks of life can come together to learn and discuss relevant topics that pertain to our everyday lives. We have discussions on budgeting, saving, shopping, real estate, self-care, building meaningful relationships with family, friends, business partners, and so much more. This is a cool little bit.ly. It is bit.ly, Celebrate Your Success. And it is not a little deal. It is a big freaking deal. And you don't know this, we modeled after you. Once you put me on the show from Breakfast of Champions, I spoke. And then you're like, I need to hear your story. We need to hear more of your story. I want you booked. Jasmine booked me because I was technology overload. She booked. Talk about amazing human. And then when we were booking, there's all these like Instagram, do you promise to do this? Do you do this? And I was like,
okay.
She's brilliant. No, what I said was, I'm mirroring, modeling, and managing what you do on our show. So I took what you do in not the same format, but I had people, if you want to come on my show, because we're going to syndicate live. That's why I was like, wait, we're not live on Facebook? What's happening? I thought we were going to be live, right? We're not live, and that's okay.
Feels live, though. I mean, we go for the feels live content.
We do, but what I want you to know is when you come on the show, because you will, and I will ask for forgiveness later. On that show, what we do is we actually have people have real raw conversations about this, and every person who is on the show has to bring five. You bring five, we bring five. So we have a minimum of 10 people in the room asking questions.
Oh, even better.
Right? So it's not just us talking. It's actually
the easy part. I can handle that.
Of course. So all the people, you know, you just say, hey, I'm going to drop some content on this show called Celebrate Your Success. And I can't wait to add value to you. And then you get behind the scenes with you. And so they can then interview you, and my community knows about your community. And then we put it on YouTube. We actually put it, it goes, it's on Facebook. So people are watching. And after the 30 minutes, I know we love YouTube.
Our ecosystem.
Merging right now. The 30 minutes show is live. And then we shut down and we say, if you're interested to get a private backstage pass with our guest contestant, you must register. So now we have their email address. And then they register, and now we have them in our Zoom, and then we do a recap email.
I think I'm going to copy that because that's really interesting and smart. See, because everything's about R&D, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. That's why I was like, wait, where's the live button? What's happening? Where's the live? So we could, you totally need to copy this. And that's why I'm excited for you to join, not only on the 26th, which I think is the right date, but us creating some of your, what'd you say? Say it again.
Celebrate your success.
Like celebrate your, oh no. Well, celebrate your success. We haven't booked you yet. I have to connect you with Jasmine so she can put you on. Yeah. But then the ecosystem merger show, we're doing the unblinded real raw. We're bringing 10 people that are heart-centered leaders together to do cool stuff just like this, except we're in a room having a game show and they're going to watch you and do that. And we're all going to get a chance to talk about our business and then we'll have a competition.
Hey, by the way, where do you do professional real estate? I didn't even ask you your location.
Oh, that's good. That's a good question. People should know that, right?
It's so hard for you to sell that million houses if nobody knows where you are. And I neglected to ask you at the beginning because we were worried about lipstick and hair, of course.
Of course, right? That's which I never put on makeup or do my hair ever. This is the first day. I sell real estate in New York. Queens, New York. Yep. I sell real estate in Queens, New York. And I'm known as your grateful realtor. I can turn any mess into a beautiful message and any upset into gratitude.
Oh, turn any mess into a beautiful message. I thought you were just going to say a beautiful mess. And I love a beautiful mess. That's one of my favorite Diamond Rio songs.
Oh my gosh. I'd like to turn it into a beautiful man too, but that's a different conversation for a different day.
Good time, girl, because you just never know. I mean, should we set up a clubhouse room like that? Although, one of my friends went into one of the dating rooms on Clubhouse and he said it was the most uncomfortable place he's ever seen. And he was like, I'm never going back in one again.
Well, I have a Clubhouse room for you to be in on Monday at 9 a.m., starting Mondays at 9 a.m., because you're going to get an opportunity to see those ideas of bringing five and bringing people in a Zoom room and registering and having a shared experience and competitions and contests. This is what I'm modeling off someone who in 26 minutes raised $1.4 million to eradicate sexual slavery, who built a law firm on a $10,000 credit card and a 100-person law firm in just a few years, a legally blind attorney. And he created this movement and he just wants everybody to make a difference, impact, and make a lot of money, a lot of money. And he knows I'm here. And I want you to share that experience with me because then you can get from him firsthand because I'm learning every day. I want him to
show. That's the fun part about life. Meet people, learn new things, start scaling off in different directions. And look, I know you guys are listening and watching and you're like, I mean, what? Don't worry. We'll have everything in the show notes for the episode. We'll have the link to all the stuff Erica's doing. We'll have the link so you can go to celebrate your success. We'll have the link to this amazing fundraiser blind attorney that you're now ready to go learn from. Don't worry. Don't worry, friends. We'll give you all the links. It's good. It's good.
That's what I love about your show because you put all those optics in later. And it's, yes, you can fundraise for sure.
We don't like to be gross and icky on my show. We like to make sure people can gather all the information they need and then they can go get what they need. And we don't have to be gross and icky.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, and what you would be looking for as far as that, it's an unblinded real raw because it's real, it's raw. And we're actually live having conversations. And oh, my folks might be looking for me. That's so funny. Actually, I forgot because we're getting ready to go in a few minutes. It's not till 3, but somebody might be reaching out.
We do have to wrap up anyway, because we've just now turned into one of my longer episodes, but it's okay because there was a lot to unpack here and it's my show. So I can have a longer episode if I want to. It's all good.
Yeah, it is good. And I want to thank you for allowing me to unpack so much of the baggage that didn't serve me live. Real and raw. and allowing me
that you unpacked it and showcased to so many people how real estate is so much more than the houses and buildings that we sell. It is the relationships and it is the ongoing relationships. And so to this past client of yours who shepherded you at a time when you needed a shepherd, high five, friend, high five for looking after Erica. And high five to Dad for having birthdays at the right time. And high five to Dad again for persevering through stage four, because it's just a little bit of cancer and a little bit of poison with that chemo, but it's a good poison. So, you know, we'll just be hopeful that the poison works.
Yes.
We don't normally get to say, we hope the poison works, but we do.
Yeah, we don't really get to say that. And also high five to the credit repair specialist, because he told me to pray. That is actually what saved my life. Was prayer and gratitude.
God is big enough. Let's just remember that.
Yeah, God is big enough. And I have infinite gratitude for this opportunity and this experience. And just to be able to play in this space with you, because it's fun. I am excited to keep co-creating with you and now sharing more fun experiences with you. And while I do have a license in New York, one of the things I do tell people, because you probably know this too, is that you're like, wait, what is she doing?
What?
I tell people that I can sell anywhere in the world that they don't have a realtor, because that's how we do referral business.
We got a guy. That's what y'all would say in New York. Oh, I got a guy.
Exactly. And I actually was the number one incoming and receiving and giving realtor for Exit Realty Corp International. I'm sorry, Exit Realty Corp, Exit Kingdom Realty, excuse me, with 100 plus agents, the top 1% of brokerages in the nation. And I did that through just relationship building and doing lots of referrals. So I want to add as much value as possible, because not only will it bring money, it's more impact. I can do what I want to do. I can help the people.
Sure, good people have good people.
Yes. And you have amazingly good people. I just want to
celebrate
your success, because this is what this is about, is celebrating ourselves, but celebrating you, because you gave me and us and the world the gift to showcase this message. And I am just, I just want to like say that I'm so happy to be here and thank you.
I'm grateful that I met you on Clubhouse, and I'm grateful that I met you because you opened up and told your story. And then I'm grateful that you talk about the fact that just because somebody looks perfect on the surface, it does not mean the hill of beans. They may have things going on. And I'm grateful that you showcased that it's okay to talk about domestic violence and that you too can make it through to the other side. Because if Erica can, you can. And I'm glad that you showcased the depth of real estate. So you've given us an amazing showcase, and it's not even a showcase showdown. And I wish that I had a Chevrolet Caprice or a trip to Maui to give you, and I don't. But I'm sure that you can go borrow somebody's car through Uber or watch a video of Hawaii, and that will have to survive just fine. But I'm grateful for you. And friends, that you've listened to this episode, I know y'all are like, I got to go connect with her, and you will, and you shall, and you should. And you should leave her some love in the comments here, so that Erica can log back in and know that her story impacted you. And you don't have to tell all your business in the comments. We're not asking you for that, but you can just give her a little high five so that she will know that somebody somewhere felt a little bit of, because sometimes that's all it takes to get through the day. Erica, I'm so grateful to you, and I'm excited for our future collaborations.
I'm so grateful for you. And yes, you're welcome to write comments publicly. And if you need to speak with me privately, feel free to reach out, because I want you to know that your voice matters, and we want you to be heard. And I definitely am here to create a safe environment and holding space so people can voice their voice, and that we can have a lot of freaking fun, because it is important, no matter where you are in life, that you're having fun, you're making a lot of money, you're making a big difference. And so we are just getting, what did you say? You laughed through it?
Laughed through it. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I feel like I'm rolling with the homies. I am grateful. I can't wait to see this. You're going to tag me in some point, I guess, with what it looks like.
You know, and all the fun stuff, so that you can, and producing team, you can slice this out. Yeah, Michelle's going to let you know when it's going to air, so that you can make sure you get all the collateral materials and tag away. And we'll do our best on our platforms to make sure as many people as possible get to know you.
Amazing. And I would love, you know, soon for us to do the thing I talked about where we go live, invite people. We'll figure it out. We'll put times on the calendar, because your impact needs to be heard. And I was talking to Michelle about possible dates. It could be on Mondays from 2:30 to 4. I have an opening, not this Monday, but next Monday. She was looking at your calendars because you could bring people. I could bring people. They could hear your You could bring, you know, people and they could just hear about you and we can share a fun experience together.
People will come. So we'll have the easy time of that. And then we just have to provide great value to them, which is what we do.
You're going to have so much value because every person's going to have, we can do so many things. So I'm going to send you the link to Clubhouse on Monday.
Okay.
I'll send it before, but I'll send it to you so you can get an idea of what we're speaking about. And then just thank you for being amazing. And congrats on your closing today. And this, you're a grateful realtor.
I appreciate this.
Say one more time.
I appreciate this.
Oh, I appreciate you. And this is your grateful realtor signing off. Not for now, but not forever. And for now.
And I know you're going to miss the grateful realtor, but don't worry. You get to see her again with other stuff. In the meantime, you should click that little subscribe button. Give us some love in the comments and give me 5 stars so that all the podcast networks like me more. And that way you'll remember to come back next time on Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And you'll find out what we talk about when I find out what we talk about.
It's been amazing.
And thank you. So I know we ran long and I got to jump on my 2 o'clock, but I will see you online very soon.
You will. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.
You too. Go give Fiona some love.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.